This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The war in Ukraine has rocked the country's southern coast as Russian forces fire cruise missiles. As the city of Odessa and bombard a steel mill in the port of Mariupol, where Ukrainian civilians and fighters had sought safety, officials announced Saturday that the last women, children, and older adults have been evacuated from the plant, but the fighters remain trapped. Russia hopes to complete its conquest of Mariupol in time for Victory Day celebrations on Monday. However, Ukraine's military has flattened Russian positions on a Black Sea island that has become a symbol of resistance, and Western military analysts say Ukrainian counteroffensive was advancing around Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. The Russian holiday of Victory Day brings out patriotic displays of flags, military parades, and marches by veterans groups celebrating the country's triumph over Nazi Germany in 1945. At first glance, the preparations for Monday's celebration seem to be the same as ever, but the mood this year is very different because Russian troops are fighting and dying in a war in neighboring Ukraine. The pride and patriotism usually associated with Russia's most important holiday is mixing with apprehension and unease over what this year's Victory Day may bring. Some Russians fear that Russian President Vladimir Putin will use it to implement a broad mobilization of troops to bolster Russia's forces, although the Kremlin denies it. John Lee has been elected Hong Kong's next leader Sunday after winning over 99% of votes cast by a largely pro-Beijing election committee. He received the votes in the chief executive election, far exceeding the 751 votes he needed to win, and the highest support ever for the city's top leadership position. He succeeds Carrie Lam. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Cuba's capital continue their desperate search for victims of an explosion that killed at least 27 people at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
A natural gas leak at the Hotel Saratoga was the apparent cause of Friday's blast. The 19th-century structure in the city's old Havana neighborhood did not have any guests at the time because it was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. Saturday evening, the chief of hospital services at Cuba's Ministry of Health raised the death toll to 27, with 81 injured. The death included four children and a pregnant woman. Representatives of the company that owns the hotel said during a news conference Saturday that 51 workers had been inside the hotel at the time, as well as two people working on renovations. Of those, 11 were killed, 13 remained missing, 6 were hospitalized. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador arrived in Cuba Saturday for meetings with his Cuban counterpart and other high-ranking officials. It is the final stop on a 5-day tour that took the president to Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, and El Salvador. There's been no information exactly as to what will be discussed between López Obrador and the Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, but as with his talks with the Central American heads of state, it's expected that the immigration issue will be high on the agenda. The Mexican president has recently criticized the U.S. embargo against Cuba and the decision not to invite Cuba to the Summit of the Americas that will take place in Los Angeles this year. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Saturday ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public, a sharp, hard-line pivot that confirmed the worst fears of rights activists and was bound to further complicate Taliban dealings with an already distrustful international community. The decree says that women should leave the home only when necessary and that male relatives would face punishment, starting with a summons and escalating up to court hearings and jail time for women's dress code violations. It was the latest in a series of repressive edicts issued by the Taliban leadership, not all of which have been implemented. Last month, for example, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but after a day of opposition that has since been slightly ignored. Recapping our top story, the war in Ukraine has now racked the country's southern coast as Russia's forces fire cruise missiles in the city of Odessa and bombard a steel mill in the port city of Mariupol. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.